time for another piano puzzler. Composer Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites that tune in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who has two jobs after hearing Bruce play the piano puzzler. One is to name the hidden tune. The other is to name the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Glenn Kramer is on the phone from San Diego, California. Glenn, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be on your program.
Very good to have you, Glenn. What's your musical background?
Well, I've been a pianist from a young age playing, and I guess I grew up listening to classical music before listening to other styles of music. And now I organize a piano recital series for amateur pianists in San Diego who want an opportunity to play in front of audiences.
Nice.
That's great.
And in fact, you have a website, I believe, called The Amateur Pianist.
Yeah, amateurpianists.org, and it just lists some amateur piano competitions and news and fun things like that.
Nice. So what's the big competition for amateur pianists?
Well, there was just one in Chicago, and there was one in Paris and St. Petersburg. I was surprised doing my research how many international amateur piano competitions there are and in the United States.
That's great. That's great. Well, we've got a little competition just for you about to begin. Bruce is about to play his piano puzzler, and of course, your job will be to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Glenn, you all set?
I'm as ready as I'm going to be. Okay.
Okay, let's give it a shot. Here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
Okay. Wow, I don't know how you do what you can do.
I don't know how I did that one either. That's exhausting.
So, Glenn, what do you think?
Well, you know, it's such a grandiose piece. Well, let's talk about the composer first, because that will buy me a little more time on the melody. It has a little bit of a Gershwin feel, a little of a Liszt feel to it. Sounds more romantic or modern, certainly not classical or
right, you know. Well, you've already said some very interesting things. Now, hold on to the Gershwin. We'll get back to that because that was a good thought. And the Liszt would be the perfect answer, except that this composer didn't write piano music. I know it's kind of a strange thing on piano puzzlers, but this is meant to be an orchestral thing that, of course, Liszt was profoundly influenced by.
Okay. Well, that kind of brings me to thinking about Wagner.
Absolutely. Now, you're a really good musician, I have to tell you, because you've said that I was thinking, if I heard this puzzler, what would I say? Since it's a piano puzzler, I would probably say Liszt, and then I would be a little bothered by that, though, only because there are some harmonic things in it that are closer to Wagner.
But the big piano virtuosity kind of makes you think of Franz Liszt.
Exactly. And in fact, there's a little passage here, which sounds like Liszt, but in fact, it's lifted right out of Götterdämmerung. And many of the musical moments in here that you might think of as Liszt, if you put them back into the orchestra, they're Wagner.
Ah, okay. So in the style of Richard Wagner, borrowing a lot from the opera Götterdämmerung, and we haven't yet named the tune, although I think Glenn might be onto something.
Yeah, well, he definitely is, because the other composer he mentioned is involved.
Yeah, there was a little something from Gershwin that it just reminded me of. I couldn't get the tune.
Well, maybe now you will. Now that you know you're right, it is Gershwin, and it is Wagner. So let's see if the tune is easier now.
So fun to listen to. I could just listen to you keep playing that over and over.
All right.
Oh, well, this Gershwin tune just escapes me. It's dun, 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 dun.
Let me play the opening phrase trying to bring the tune out, and I'll play it softer because the loudness of it just kind of makes it hard to concentrate. The tune was pretty close to being on the surface there because I cut back on the Wagner.
Do you know it, Fred?
I don't.
Oh, that's amazing.
This is a great piano puzzler because it's very...
Even Fred isn't getting
it. Yeah, I'm not getting it.
Well, I guess if I... If you don't know that, then you don't happen to know the tune.
I don't think I know it.
It's a little bit of Oh Lady Be Good, but I don't think it's...
No, okay, I think I'm going to have to say what it is, because I can tell it just happens that you don't know it. And you know what? Before I say it, I think it's even more amazing that you got Gershwin without knowing the tune, because you just picked up on the Gershwinisms. It's I'll Build a Stairway to Paradise. You guys know that? No, you don't.
I don't.
I'll build a stairway to paradise. It's something like, I'd like to get there at any price. You know, it was in a bunch of movies. It's just one of his tunes that I guess you happen not to know that one. I chose the tune, I have to confess, because of Goethe Demmerung and the whole Valhalla thing. I thought Stairway to Paradise would be funny. So there probably are a few listeners who think that's humorous.
That's a great one, Bruce.
So Stairway to Paradise, the tune by George Gershwin, in the style of Richard Wagner. Well done, Glenn.
Yeah, fantastic.
Thank you very much. What a pleasure to participate.
Oh, well, thank you. Great to have you. And for playing our piano puzzler, Glenn, we'll send you a recording of a classic piano puzzler and an autographed copy of the score, the music to that classic piano puzzler, signed by Bruce Adolf himself.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Glenn, how do you hear piano puzzlers?
I download it on iTunes on the podcast.
Ah, the podcast from iTunes, which you can also get from the PT homepage, performancetoday.org. Glenn Kramer from San Diego, California, thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
See you, Fred.